Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Boris Johnson is facing calls from senior Tories to shake up his Downing Street team, after a rambling speech at the CBI annual conference intensified concerns over policy missteps and deteriorating relations with MPs. The UK Prime Minister's disjointed address to business leaders on Monday stoked fears among Conservative MPs that he is struggling to cope with his workload and may require a stronger support network in Number 10. Next, three leading Chinese health scholars have challenged government monitoring of mobile phone location data to identify close contacts of COVID-19 cases, in a rare instance of public opposition to the nation's draconian pandemic prevention strategy. The trio is led by Chen Fujun at Huashi No. 4 Hospital, in the southwestern city of Chengdu, which imposes travel restrictions and mandatory tests for mobile phone users who strayed within 800 meters of a confirmed case for more than 10 minutes. And now, the stamp duty holiday introduced after the first coronavirus lockdown last year amounted to a £6.4 billion tax break for home buyers in England, with roughly half the savings benefiting those who bought properties worth more than £500,000, an analysis by property agent Savills showed. The figure, based on an analysis of official data, underlines the scale of the hit to tax revenues from the measure. It was introduced by the Chancellor Rishi Sunak in July 2020 to boost the housing market after COVID-19 restrictions were eased. And finally, France and Italy were at such odds 2 years ago that Paris recalled its ambassador, and a spat between leaders descended into name-calling, but a Franco-Italian friendship treaty that President Emmanuel Macron will sign in Rome this week shows how the mood has changed. Meant to spur closer collaboration on everything from foreign policy to defence and culture, the 60-page Quirinale Treaty mirrors a Franco-German deal from 1963. The idea was discussed in 2017 by Macron and former Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, but was sunk the following year by Italy's coalition of Five Star and the Nationalist League, which clashed badly with Paris over migration to the European Union. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.